kids, one of the things you'll learn about relationships is that you're never done getting to know someone. Everyone has secrets. Some are nice.
You know how to make crepes? That is so cool.
Some aren't as nice.
And then there was Derek, and counting you, that puts the total up to...
Oh, I got your total. I'm counting along.
And some are just weird.
You're scared of the seven dwarfs?
Just Doc. He's creepy. I mean, the guy went to medical school. What's he doing living with six coal miners?
Oh, man, I'm so excited. I couldn't sleep last night. I bet you guys couldn't either.
Why?
Only the gala event for the grand opening of Sharper Images' 500th store. Didn't you get my email?
No, I blocked your address after the fourth time you sent me the video of the monkey sniffing his own butt.
Come on, it's on me. I'm buying three of you foot massagers and one of you a nose hair trimmer. You know who you are. Come on, let's go.
Okay, I'm in.
To the Willowbrook Mall!
To the Willowbrook Mall!
Is that a mall? I'm not going.
What? Why not?
I just don't feel like going to a mall.
We can split a Cinnabon.
No, I'm really not gonna go.
Come on, it'll be fun.
No, I don't go to malls! Sorry, I just don't like malls.
Why not?
I'd rather not say.
That's sharp for women.
Guys, Robin doesn't like malls. If she doesn't want to tell us why, she doesn't have to. I think we should all just respect her privacy.
Thanks, Ted.
So what's the deal with you and malls?
I thought you said that if I didn't want to talk about it, I didn't have to.
Yeah, with those people. But I'm your boyfriend. Come on. What is it? Did you get arrested at a mall?
No.
Dumped at a mall?
Ted.
Found out you were Canadian at a mall?
Let it go.
Trapped under a fake folder at a mall?
Let it go.
Mauled at the mall?
Let it go. And who gets trapped under a fake boulder at the mall?
Not me in Ohio when I was 9, that's for sure.
Snapshots of Ted, Lily, Robin, Marshall, and Barney. How I Met Your Mother, created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
Well, I don't get it. Why won't Robin tell me why she hates malls?
Ted, you should be happy Robin has a secret. The more you learn about a person, the better chance you have of hitting the fatal O moment.
The O moment?
Yeah. That moment when you find out that one detail about a person that is going to be a deal breaker.
It's a promise ring. I made a pact with God to stay a virgin till I'm married.
Oh.
I don't have an eating disorder. It's just when I put food in my mouth, I chew it and then I spit it out.
Oh.
I just turned 30.
Oh. So trust me, you want to postpone knowing anything about each other for as long as possible.
I disagree. If there's some potential O moment, I want to know about it right away. I mean, what's the alternative?
I now pronounce you man and wife.
I love you.
I used to be a dude.
Yeah, I agree with Ted. In a real relationship, you share everything. That's why Marshall and I don't keep any secrets.
You were such a cutie pie. Here's a quarter. Go play a song on the jukebox.
No, it's true. They tell each other everything.
I can think of tons of things. There's no way Marshall's told you.
Try me.
Do you know about the time Marshall was in Trenton?
Donkey ate his pants, yep.
Bill's bachelor party in Memphis.
Oh, when they had to pump out all the nickels from his stomach?
Wow. Okay, Seattle.
Trick question. Marshall's never been to the Pacific Northwest because he's afraid of Sasquatch.
Damn. Go.
I'm not afraid of Sasquatch. I just think we should all be on alert.
Trust me. Not only do they tell each other everything, they want to know everything.
So after the shower, I was brushing my teeth, and I was like, oh, man, I wanted to have some orange juice. I should have done that first. But I already had the toothpaste on the toothbrush, so I just went ahead and brushed them anyway.
What happened next?
Yeah, meanwhile, Robin tells me nothing.
Fine. Do you want to know what Robin's secret is?
You know?
Of course I know. She couldn't look at us. Her face got flushed. That's shame, my friend. Our friend Robin used to do porn. Wait for it. Ography.
Yeah, we didn't really need to wait for that. And it's ridiculous.
I don't know. He could be right. She does have the fake orgasm noises down.
Hey.
What? The walls are thin.
That's not what I'm haying you about.
You know what it might be? This is going to sound a little crazy, but what if Robin's married?
Married? What does that have to do with the mall?
Well, maybe she got married at the mall. Back home in Minnesota, a ton of people get married at the Mall of America. It's great. It's a gorgeous indoor golf course for pictures, numerous fine dining options, and talk about a reasonable
price. We are not getting married
at the
mall.
Well, just meet with the guy.
She's not married. Robin hates marriage.
Because she already got married at the mall.
No, because before Robin moved to New York, she... What was she doing?
Well, I don't know. Whenever I ask her about Canada, she kind of clams up.
She's a pretty private person.
Except when she's talking about...
Well, a friend of mine in Canada got married way too young, and it really turned her off to marriage.
What do you think of this wedding cake?
Oh, I like it. Hey, you remember that friend of mine in Canada who got married way too young? Her wedding cake was a Mrs. Fields giant cookie.
No.
My friend in Canada who got married way too young, they had to do their vows twice, once in French.
They speak French there too? God, that place is a mess.
So you don't think there's any friend from Canada?
Oh, I'm sure there is. Just like I have a friend who wed his bed till he was 10. Use your brain, Ted.
They look appalled.
Guys, there's no way Robin is married. It's ludicrous to even suggest it.
Thank you, Barney.
Because it's porn.
I need another beer.
Robin was not in porn. I'll bet you anything that she's married.
20,000 says it's porn.
I don't have 20,000.
Well, then what do you have?
Well...
No.
I've got it. The ultimate wager, slap bet.
Oh, slap bet. We used to do those when I was a kid.
What the hell's a slap bet?
Whoever's right gets to slap the other person in the face as hard as they possibly can, but no rings.
Are you really gonna do that? That's so immature.
You can be slap bet commissioner.
Oh, I love it. What are my powers?
If a problem arises and we need a ruling, that's your job.
But you have to be unbiased and put the integrity of slap bet above all else. This is an honor you will take with you to your grave. On your tombstone, it will read Lily Aldrin, caring wife, loving friend, slap bet commissioner.
And your tombstone will read, got slapped by Marshall so hard he died.
Okay. What if I just ask Robin point blank if she has a husband?
You said you would respect her privacy, so maybe you should just drop it.
Yeah, you're right. Husband.
There's no P in husband.
Wow, you seem to know a lot about husbands. Fine, I'll take it back. Oh, hey, since you mentioned husbands, this is great. You're gonna love this. Marshall, you know Marshall, he thinks that the reason you didn't want to go to the mall the other day is because you got married at a mall and have a husband in Canada.
Huh.
I told him he's crazy because he's crazy, right? I mean, how crazy is that?
Are you asking me if I'm married?
Oh, you can ask me. Nope, I'm not married. Your turn.
What happened to respecting my privacy?
Look, just say no, I'm not married.
Ted, I don't understand why
just
you can't just
say
talk.
No, I'm not married.
I can't. Marshall's right. I was young, and I got married. It was a mistake, and he moved away. But yeah, I'm married.
Oh. You have a husband?
I was young and stupid, and we got married at a mall, and we broke up at a mall, and I haven't been to a mall since.
Why didn't you get divorced?
He moved to Hong Kong for work, and I was like, eh, good enough.
Good enough? That's not good enough. You order pancakes, you get waffles. That's good enough.
Look, I haven't seen him in years. It's just a part of my life I want to forget. Just please don't tell anyone about this.
Okay.
Marshall slaps Barney.
Your hand is monstrous.
Oh, well, what'd you expect? You've seen my penis.
I can't believe you told us Robin's secret.
What? How could I keep something like that to myself? And you begged me to tell you.
No, I didn't. Please tell us. Just tell us. I'm begging you. Tell us, tell us, tell us. Please, 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 please.
Fine. Robin's married.
Yeah, well, you still shouldn't have told us. I mean, what kind of boyfriend are you?
See, that's just it. I'm not the boyfriend. I'm the mistress. No, not the mistress. The mistress. Master. What do you call it?
I'm pretty sure we're gonna call it mistress.
What am I gonna do? My girlfriend's married. Do I ask her to get a divorce?
Ted, even if she is married, it's a Canadian marriage. It's like their money or their army. Nobody takes it seriously.
It's serious to me.
You know what? In some countries, if you've been separated for longer than 5 years, technically you're no longer married. I can check it out at the law library at school. I can see my handprint on your face.
Don't get too cocky, Slappy. I just got a shipment of porn from Canada I have to go through.
I won the bet. Why are you still searching?
Just because you were right doesn't mean I'm wrong.
Oh, right. Like you need an excuse to watch porn?
Canadian. porn. Trust me when I tell you their universal healthcare system doesn't cover breast implants. If I have to sit through one more flat-chested Nova Scotian riding a Mountie on the back of a Zamboni, I'll go out of my mind.
Hey.
Hey. Listen, dude, I gotta talk to you, but you gotta promise me that you won't tell Barney.
Fine, I won't tell Barney. What is it?
Robin's not married.
What? No, why would she tell me she was?
I don't know, but I cross-checked every record in Canada. There's no record of her ever being married.
There must be some mistake.
I promise you, she's not married. She's not great at parking legally either.
So she lied to me? Well, what am I gonna do? I can't confront her, because then she'll know I told you.
You gotta lawyer her. You gotta ask her a bunch of questions, try to trip her up, maybe make her feel guilty, whatever it takes to get a confession out of her.
Thanks for telling me your secret. It means so much to me that you could be so... God, what's the word I'm looking for? Honest.
Thanks, Ted.
Yeah, you know what's probably the best part about your honesty? How truthful it is.
I say we just move on.
In order for me to get total closure on this whole my girlfriend has a husband thing, I think I'm gonna need a little bit more information. Like, what month did you get married?
June. We had a June wedding.
Ah, Canada in June. That's the dream. Mm-hmm. Sit down or buffet? Well, it's weird that you don't remember.
No, I just didn't know how to answer because we did butlered hors d'oeuvres in the atrium. But the actual dinner was a buffet in the food court, featuring a filet mignon or a roasted potato crusted salmon with a lobster scallion beurre blanc.
Band or DJ?
String quartet played at the ceremony. But for the actual reception, we had a 7-piece band. We paid extra for the sax, because I just love that smooth alto sound.
How many bridesmaids?
7.
Flowers?
Azaleas.
Color scheme?
Dusty rose and sienna.
Husband's name?
She falters.
You were never married.
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't.
How do you know?
I looked it up at the library.
What library?
The one on...
When did you go?
Today at lunch, and I had an apple brie panini with potato
salad.
I'm not
questioning the lunch part, Ted. What database did you use?
I used the Canadian Mall Marriage 6000. Fine. Marshall looked it up at school.
You told Marshall?
You lied to me!
Ugh, see, this is why I don't tell people secrets. You were supposed to be the one person I trusted the most, and even you couldn't keep a secret.
But it was a fake secret.
Yeah, I was testing you, and you failed. And now you're never gonna know why I don't go to the mall. And it's good, too.
You were testing me? That's insane.
Oh, yeah? How long did it take for you to tell Marshall my biggest secret in the world? 5 minutes?
That wasn't a real secret.
Yeah, but it could have been.
You are driving me crazy. No wonder your fake husband moved to Hong Kong.
He moved there for business.
You got something to say to me?
What are you talking about?
I know Robin was never really married.
How could you possibly know that?
Barney turns to Lily.
And then I put on my pajamas and got into bed. How about you?
Oh, let's see. First I took the subway to school, and then I got a bagel. Then I went to the library and found out Robin was never married. Crazy. Then I was hungry again, so I went down to the vending machine. But by the time I got down there, I wasn't gonna...
Lily looks troubled.
You told him?
I had to. I'm slapbed commissioner. Believe me, this hurts me more than it's gonna hurt you.
Don't count on it. I've been practicing on a tree trunk.
Barney gets 3 slaps.
3?
1 because you lied, and 2 for being prematurely slapped. 3 slaps.
But...
Barney slaps him 3 times in quick succession.
Oh, my God. Are you gonna cry?
No. You're gonna cry.
I just don't think it's healthy to keep big secrets in a relationship. My parents didn't really talk to each other for 30 years, and now they're divorced.
I have shared more of myself with you than I've ever shared with anyone. I'm asking for this one secret, which has nothing to do with us, to just be mine.
So I just got a very interesting phone call.
What are you talking about?
I know Robin's secret.
What?
That's right. I know your secret, Robin. Or should I say Robin Sparkles?
How do you know that name?
Because I know the truth. And I am about to show it to you right now. Gather around, Ted. You're going to want to see this.
Yeah, no, I don't.
What?
Robin wants to keep this a secret, so it's going to stay a secret.
Yeah, it's not going to stay a secret. You see, in my research, I came upon a certain gentleman in Malaysia who is in possession of a certain videotape. He just emailed me that it will be up and running on MySpace in about right now. Robin's world is about to be turned upside down. I mean, I'm guessing.
Barney, don't, okay?
Robin, please don't panic. I'm only gonna show enough to prove to Marshall I was right.
No, Barney, I said we're not watching this.
No, it's time. Look, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but if it's out there, there's no point in trying to hide it anymore. Let's just watch it and be done with it.
Are you as terrified as I am?
I don't want to get slapped again.
I want to stress that I was young.
Yeah, you were.
And I didn't know any better.
They never do.
And it started out as an innocent modeling job.
It always does.
Please, Mr. Johnson, I'm sorry I was a bad girl. Please don't give me detention. Isn't there something I can do to make it up to you?
Barney stops the video.
Oh, my God.
Well, obviously, I've been proven right. So, in the interest of Robin's dignity, I won't show any more. Plus, it's getting late. It's already slap o'clock.
What the hell was that?
I slap bet Marshall that you did porn, so I win.
Porn? I wish it was porn. It would be less embarrassing.
I know. How about I sing you a song?
It turns into an awful 80s-looking music video. The others are bewildered.
I was a teenage pop star in Canada.
Put on your jelly bracelets and your cool graffiti coat. At the mall, having fun is what it's all about.
This is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
That's you?
Yes. I had one minor hit. I had to go all over Canada and sing this song in malls. For a whole year, I lived off of Orange Julius's and Wetzel's Pretzels.
Everybody come and play.
She performs a dance routine in a shopping mall.
Let's go to the mall today.
This is the 90s. Why does it look like 1986?
The 80s didn't come to Canada till like 93.
Taking a break from the first of many, many viewings, I can't help but notice that this isn't porn.
And yet a slap occurred without the permission of the slap bet commissioner.
Looks like somebody suffered from premature slapulation.
Oh my God, Robin's rapping. Guys, Robin's rapping.
Went to the mall with a couple of friends. I had a whole week's allowance to spend.
Okay, I'm gonna give you a choice. Either 10 slaps right now in a row, or 5 slaps that can be doled out at any point from here to eternity.
Ooh, you go with the 10 now.
No way, why get 10 when you can get 5?
Yeah, but the constant fear of knowing that at any moment you could get slapped in the face would drive you crazy.
I'm gonna go with the 5 for eternity.
Good call.
Horrible call.
Relax, dude, I'm just going for my soda, man. Take it easy. This is gonna be fun.
Just to be clear, you wanted everybody to go to the mall today?
Wow, we're gonna watch this a lot.
I can't believe I ever wore a bedazzled jean jacket.
Hey, just so you know, 16-year-old me would have been all over you. You could have been the girlfriend in Canada I told everyone I had. Hey, I'm really sorry. I pried this out of you. I probably should have left it alone.
You know what? You know me better now. That feels kind of nice.
They kiss, and Marshall smacks Barney across the face.
That's one.
He makes Barney flinch.
Everybody
they're watching Robin's video again.
Wow.
Let's go to the
did you have to laugh like that every time?
Yes.
She doesn't want to wait. Okay, I'm gonna rock your body anyway. I'm gonna rock your body till Canada Day.
She launches into space from the surface of the moon, followed by a trail of glittering lights, which forms the name Robin Sparkles. A cheap-looking robot floats with her in space. She dances in front of a Canadian flag, then on a table in the mall. Cheesy backing dancers and band members strike poses. Robin blows a kiss at the camera.